How do you test for these TMAs, and how accurate are those tests?
So the initial part, when you're diagnosing somebody with TMA, you just need routine blood work to make sure you have evidence of low platelet counts called as thrombocytopenia. You have mechanical destruction of RBCs, which on peripheral smear looks like broken red blood cells known as cystocytes. And you have some evidence of an organ dysfunction, like elevated creatinine because the kidneys are involved or any other organ involvement. Once you know that you have evidence of thrombotic microangiopathy, then the question is it TTP or HUS or any other secondary cause? So for TTP, you need to measure the ADAMTS13 activity level. And for HUS, you need to make sure there is no infection. And if there is not, and you're looking for atypical HUS, then you need to study the genetic effects that exist in the regulators of alternate complement pathway.
And how accurate are those tests?
So for atypical HUS, you can only expect to get about 50% positivity in patients who clinically present with atypical HUS. In other 50% of patients, it can still be normal, but they can still have atypical HUS.
It's because there's not enough of it. It's because it doesn't function well.
It doesn't function well, and maybe the testing that we have now as of 2018 is not sensitive enough to pick up every mutation. So hopefully with time, it may improve.